is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto has instructed a faster implementation of Indonesia's waste management program to meet the national target by 2029. The instruction came during a cabinet meeting at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Tuesday. Indonesia's Minister of Environment, Hani Faisal Nurofik, said the strategy covers both upstream and downstream approaches. On the upstream side, the government will strengthen local waste processing sites that focus on reducing, reusing, and recycling. Downstream efforts include converting waste into energy through waste-to-energy plants and refuse-derived fuel systems. Indonesian Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, at a National Entrepreneurship Day event in Jakarta on Tuesday, emphasized the significance of the day in honoring entrepreneurs and young business owners across Indonesia. The minister shared optimism that Indonesia will meet or exceed its entrepreneurship ratio target of 3.10% by 2025. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Israelite is hunted at hot afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is surely very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Es goyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
1, 2, 3, let's go! Tidaklah seorang gadis sederhana tapi manis. Pergi dari kampungnya, tujuannya ke kota. Ingin hidup coba-coba. Cepatnya sesuaikan diri, lagaknya bak pragawati. Uang tak dari mana, segalanya dia punya. Dan langsung ngetop namanya Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya Bimbi. Tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi tak dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi kampungnya. Bimbi, tak mau kenal lagi saudara. Tahun ke masa berganti, Bimbi tak dikenal lagi. Wajah serupa Bimbi, memalas pucat pasi, menanti di jalan sepi.
Thank you.
Hello listener, we're going to play a song titled Symphony Yang Indah or The Beautiful Symphony. This song was created by Robbie Lea and first popularized by Bob Tutupoli. This song is included in a compilation album titled Festival Lagu Populer Indonesia 1980. Symphony Yang Indah has a deep meaning about love and being together. This song describes the feeling of beautiful and harmonious love and that the power of love can overcome obstacles and bring happiness. This song is also about sacrifice and loyalty in a relationship. In 2012, Wunsch came with his version of Symphony Yang Indah accompanied by modern music without losing the soul of the original version. Listener, this is Once with Symphony Yang Indah. Happy listening.
Alun sebuah simfoni, kata hati disadari. Merasuk sukma kalbuku, dalam hati ada satu. Manis lembut bisikanmu, bintang malam, semilir angin pun sejuk, seakan hidup mendatang dapat ku tumpu denganmu. Berpadunya dua insan
which economic sectors will grow in Indonesia this year? Here is the opinion of Gunawan Benjamin, an economist.
The economic sector that I think that will be helped, or maybe the development in that still growth in 2025 is agriculture, because this is the defense economic sector, and then food and beverage accommodation. This is because we know that the government have a program for Makan Bergizi Gratis, yeah, or MBG. I think this is one of the policy that will push the domestic consumption. And the rest, of course, commodity sectors such as palm oil, coal, or nickel. That's it.
The complete dialogue with Gunawan Benjamin is available in VOI Talk, Uncovering Indonesia's Investment Potential, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
You're still listening to Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. Good news time is for Indonesia, which is focusing on realizing the target of increasing the share of new and renewable energy in the energy mix to 23% this year. According to the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs, precisely from the Assistant Deputy of Mineral and Coal Development at the Ministry, Heri Permana, we informed that Indonesia is targeting to retire coal-fired power plants by 2040. He said the Just Energy Transition Partnership could also help accelerate the transition and meet the target of boosting the share of renewable energy in the energy mix to 44% by 2030 and realize zero net emissions in the electricity sector by 2050. To realize the goal, relevant stakeholders, especially in the energy and mining sectors, need to collaborate closely and apply the right strategy. Policies and strategies that are comprehensive and easy to implement are needed for the mining and industrial management systems from upstream to downstream. The need to ensure that activities in the mining and strategy, I should say energy sectors, are environmentally friendly, uphold the principles of sustainable development goals and environmental, social and governance, as well as use new technology and innovation. It requires the optimization of collaboration between stakeholders, which eventually can contribute to supporting 8% economic growth. Well, hopefully Indonesia will be able to meet energy transition goal this year.
Terbelah cintaku akan tetap untukku beri untukmu.
untuk berpaling darimu, mencari cinta yang lain. Tahan waktu takkan mampu membunuh segala rasaku, cintaku padamu. Bumi bisa terbelah, aku akan tetap utuh untukmu. Waktu takkan mampu membunuh segala rasaku, cintaku padamu. Bumi bisa terbelah, cintaku akan
of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is quote of the day. This is a country of the people, by the people, and for the people. A quote by Suharto. The second president of Indonesia, General Suharto, was known as the Indonesian father of development with assertiveness and many ideas. He played a role in carrying out planned development as well as taking care of food and agriculture issues. Not only concepting and planning everything, Suharto also went to the field to check the process of development. Listener, that's the word of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Tak mau lagi aku percaya pada semua kasih sayangmu. Tak mau lagi aku tersentuh pada semua pengakuanmu. Kamu takkan mengerti rasa sakit ini, kebohongan dari mulut manismu. Pergilah kau, pergi dari hidupku. Bawalah semua rasa bersalahmu. Pergilah. Tak mau lagi aku terjerat pada semua janji-janjimu. Tak mau lagi aku terpaut pada semua permainanmu.
taking you back in 2009. You're enjoying a song by Indonesian top-notch female singer, also an actress, Sherina, Pergilah Kau, or Just Go. And unfortunately, I also have to go from the program Indonesia Today. But the lunch session of Indonesia Today will be continued by my colleague Faisal in about 30 minutes from now. So I thank you so much for joining us since 6 a.m. Western Indonesia time. Stay tuned for more interesting information, programs, music, all about Indonesia on Indonesia Today on voinews.id and RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI until 5 p.m. So I'm Rahma signing out. Bye for now and stay tuned only on Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dari abdi dalam tidak mengatakan gaji.
Abdi ya, dalam do not call it salary. It's just pari in dalam. It's not appropriate if we call it salary. Nyadong is asking for milk cows. Long time ago, 500 rupiah was enough for milk cows for 14 people. So it was 10 rupiah per person. Now it's 500 rupiah per day.
When tracing Kraton Yogyakarta Palace Complex, you will see a man wearing lurik or striped woven clothes and blangkon Javanese traditional hat. Yes, that is Abdi Dalam, who dedicates himself to Kraton Yogyakarta. Abdi Dalam obtained a title and education from Kraton. It marks that they are Abdi Dalam of Kraton Yogyakarta that understand custom and rules at Kraton Yogyakarta.
Nama asli Harjono, terus nama paring dalem atau kasih kraton itu Harjo Pawoko.
My real name is Harjono. Kraton gives me a name, Sultan Harjo Prawoko. I get Kalenggahan or Kliwon title, so I am called Mas Kliwon Harjo Prawoko. Abdi Dalam is a person who can spread Javanese culture, which is valuable and worth maintaining. So Abdi Dalam should be brave to be a role model with good attitude.
Becoming Abdi Dalam, there are rules to obey, starting from the way to walk, eat, and talk.
Abdi Dalam itu adi budaya, harus bisa menyebarluaskan.
Abdi Dalam, Abdi Budaya, dealing with culture, should be able to spread good attitude, like the way to walk, the way to eat. In Kraton environment, you cannot eat by lifting your plate. We cannot buy meals in warung or food stall. It is Abdi Dalam that make the rule, not Sri Sultan. Another rule is showing respect when seeing Sultan, but that Abdi Dalam won. That's how Abdi Dalam appreciate the king.
Kliwon has become Abdi Dalam for 22 years. To become Abdi Dalam, they need to register and get reference from another Abdi Dalam.
Saya di wisuda Jajar itu
I became Jajar in 1990. It's the lowest rank in the Keraton administrative structure. The process to become Abdi Dalam in 1990 was just doing registration. But somebody has to take you. I get that I deserve to become Abdi Dalam. Yet, you have to have somebody to back you up.
To become Abdi Dalam, there are some stages to go through. The process, Kliwon said, needs a long time.
Seperti saya katakan tadi, dari Jajar, dulu 4 tahun, sekarang 5 tahun
like
sekali
I told you,
itu
Jajar first for 4 years. Now once in 5 years, becoming Bekal Nom or Bekal Muda. After 5 years, it becomes Bekal Tua or Bekal Sepu, Lurah or Sub-District Head, Wedono, Rio, Region, Nayoko, Kliwon, Nayoko and then Sentono. Now there is a change. At that time, after becoming sub-district head, Wedono is the next level. Now becoming sub-district head through Kliwon title, Lurah Kliwon. So it's vice district head.
Becoming Abdi Dalam means dedicated to Kraton and Sultan Ngayogyakarta. Every Abdi Dalam has their own function. Like its name, Abdi means dedicate. So they work almost 24 hours every day.
Pengabdian atau magang. Setelah 2 tahun diangkat menjadi jajar.
After 2 years, Abdi Dalam becomes jajar. It's like a civil servant who gets degree. In Kraton, it is punukawan. Punukawan doesn't work. It's just complimentary. To get additional income, they got security at museum. That's from tourism sector. They work for 24 hours from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. They eat and take a bath here. It's once in 12 days.
Besides working for almost 24 hours, Abdi Dalam are willing to get paid 500 rupiah per day. According to one of Abdi Dalam, Kliwon, being Abdi Dalam cannot expect wealth and make it the main income.
Tidak ada yang tidak cukup. Itu kan tidak untuk kebutuhan, untuk
nothing is enough, not even for daily needs. So besides becoming Abdi Dalam, we also have to have extra job.
Despite low payment, Abdi Dalam never feel poor. Kanjeng Jatiningrat, head of Abdi Dalam Kraton Yogyakarta, said, Abdi Dalam are those who prioritize peace of heart more than wealth.
Kalau itu dihubungkan dengan kemiskinan, nah itu hati-hati kalau di Jogja. Nah, ukuran miskin itu kayak apa?
Be careful to relate it with poverty. Jogja has different meaning of poverty. Physically poor, but mentally rich or sugih jiwo in Japanese language. But that's what pious people really want.
According to Kanjeng Jati, peace of heart is payment for Abdi Dalam. As Abdi Budaya, Abdi Dalam have to keep the philosophy of Yogyakarta.
Jadi yang namanya budaya itu jangan dilihat kesenian, ketoprak.
So what is called culture is not all about art, wayang or shadow puppet, and ketoprak or Japanese history-based play, but also philosophy culture. That causes peace of heart protected by a good leader, maintaining harmony with the leader.
In line with Kanjeng Jati to Kliwon, becoming Abdi Dalam is dedication and pride as he can get closer to Kraton and Sultan.
Banyak yang dikirim itu saja. Terus ketika ada hajat di keraton itu,
when keraton holds an event, it's an honor for Abdi Dalam. Not all people can join, but Abdi Dalam are always allowed to come into keraton.
Besides pride, Kliwon feels lucky to live on a land owned by Kraton Yogyakarta presented by Sultan.
Kalau saya di sini mungkin paling yang beruntung sebab yang saya tempati itu city atau tanah.
Me and friends here are lucky. We live on the land of Kagungan Dalem SG or Sman Group. SG is owned by Kraton Jogja. No tax and no payment. The place is strategic. It is on Jalan Parangtritis Street, kilometer 9.7, close to Gabusan Art Market. The Kraton land is also given to those who want and need it, not only Abdi Dalam.
Gusti Joyo, public relations officer from Kasultanan, who is also the younger brother of Sultan, explained that Abdi Dalam are not mates of Kasultanan. They are equal to Sultan's family. Therefore, they are not paid.
Abdi Dalam itu bukan berarti batur, gitu. Bukan berarti pembantu. Tetapi Abdi Dalam itu disaudarakan dengan seluruh keluarga.
Abdi Dalam are not mates, but family member of Kasultanan. So we call them konco. So Abdi Dalam is not a job. Therefore, they do not get salary. If they are paid, it is not salary, but they save it. I talked to Singaporean and Indian who conducted a research in England. Abdi Dalam and British Kingdom staff do not prioritize salary. Being part of British Kingdom is pride. So I work in Kraton to build togetherness.
A story of Abdi Dalam makes us think over how somebody who does not get payment is able to dedicate and uphold loyalty and honesty without ignoring the prevailing norm. Everyone who does things sincerely and honestly will get peace of heart. In fact, they are richer than anyone who is abundant in wealth. Abdi Dalam are true professionals.
Indonesia is the most beautiful land in the universe. The land where we were born. The nation where we grew up. So many colors that live together in peace. With a million timeless treasures. With an abundance of natural wealth. Indonesia is not just wonderful. Indonesia is a wonderland.
Jakarta 17 Agustus 1945. 1945 atas nama bangsa Indonesia, Soekarno Hatta.
Tarangahau Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic, and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, so this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas onto the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this beach.
Today's edition of Music Corner presents a traditional song from Papua entitled Diru Diru Nina. The song lyrics contain the prayers of the Papuan people. The prayer asks that the community to be able to survive all the challenges that they face. In addition, the song Diru Diru Nina also contains prayers so that the people and the surrounding environment are always protected from danger. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from Papua, Diru Diru Nina by Trio Ambisi. Happy listening!
Oh,
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.